You know, every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our friends from AnchorRising.com. And, of course, our good friend, Monique Chatier, is on the line today from Anchor Rising. Monique, you going to give me Monique's call here, brother? I know what I'm doing. I'm going good. Maverick's trying to yell in my ear, tell me what to do. You son of a... Anyway, Monique, how are you?
Very good. How are you, Matt?
Excellent. What's going on Anchor Rising today?
Well, I think we'll maybe talk a little about the pig comment.
Oh, we're going to be talking about that in the next hour.
Yes.
What's your take on the whole thing?
I think that it says something about Barack Obama, but I don't think that it says that he's sexist. I think that they thought maybe it was clever, and they didn't expect this reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that if you listen to his comment, he is sort of stammering and hesitant, and it once again a confirmation that, you know, if he's off of a cue card,
right,
he's not doing real good.
You know, and that's something I've noticed in any interview that he does. It's like, and he takes his time, and he's like,
yeah.
he's, and you know, you watch that, and you watch the comments that he's obviously talking about them trying to usurp the change thing.
Yes.
And he's not necessarily calling her a pig.
No, he's
but
not.
He's referring to her with the lipstick comment.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's saying something while having a trap, you know, back door to get out of being accused of saying something.
Yeah.
It's brilliant political rhetoric is what it is.
It is.
And, you know, it's saying what you need to say. Everybody knows you're trying to say it, but then you can actually say, no, I didn't say it, and get all indignant about it. I just personally think it's the greatest thing to ever happen to the current political argument structure ever. And I'm going to explain that in the next hour, but I don't want to give it away now.
Okay.
But I just think I love it. I'm so glad he said it. It is so funny to watch. It doesn't hurt her whatsoever. I saw her at a political stump speech today in Virginia, and she's just, you know, she's smiling and spewing out the lines that she had in her the good go-to lines that she had in her acceptance speech in during the RNC, and so she's like unflappable.
Yeah, she seems pretty tough.
And it's amazing, these Democrats, it's like the Republicans are just letting them go run loose and kill themselves.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's finally turned, and I think that now it's more of an equal battle between the two teams.
And you have a post about this up there right now?
I will have a post up about it, yep.
And also, Justin Katz has a great post up there about a Tiverton's Taxpayers for Change letter that he wrote to the Secaucus Times that I think is really eloquent and actually speaks very philosophically and emotionally about why it is people start up small government groups or small citizen reform groups to affect change in their hometowns and home states. So I think it's a great read, too, as well.
It is, absolutely.
All right, Monique.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Matt.
You. We'll be looking for that post.
All right.
And stay tuned for the next hour, because I want you to, maybe you can call in and give me your opinion. Monique Chatier from AnchorRising.com. Make sure you check it out, AnchorRising.com. And it's a great political blog. A lot of good information and excellent comments.